In the studio with us now, Steve Stumbris is back, director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. We've been talking to him about the activities and events associated with the SBDC for a while. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thanks for having me back, Mark.
I do appreciate you coming in. We'll go ahead and introduce him. We'll hear a little bit from him in this segment, but more in our 7:40 a.m. segment. Mark Burke is here. Some folks who are interested in moving companies forward or individuals interested in moving themselves forward already know about him. And if you pay attention to podcasts, that can help you sort of look at businesses and your, perhaps yourself in a new way. You might have already heard of his company, his Mindset. His podcast is Mindcast. He spells it M-Y-N-D-D-S-E-T is the name of the company. Mark Burke is here. Welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, I do appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you your first impressions of Sunrise, so hold on to those thoughts because your first impressions are critically important. But let's get back to Steve. A comprehensive update, if you don't mind, on the SBDC, and these conversations also include opportunities. We know that's the sort of your important news.
Absolutely. Well, welcome back to the studio, Mark. Good to have you on the airwaves again. And thanks again for the opportunity to share a brief update of what's happening in the small business community of the Susquehanna Valley. As you know, the SBDC, Small Business Development Center, is a resource for entrepreneurs and small business owners who are starting and growing their companies. And there's always interesting news to share about what those small business owners are accomplishing and a few of the upcoming events and programs and special opportunities that we have for those entrepreneurs. You know, on the ride here today, happy to drive right by the latest upcoming location of one of the clients we've been working with. Central Vision Eye Care is a new ophthalmologist. Tara Unzicker-Facero has worked with us over the last year in starting an eye care company. Over the summer, launched in Milton, Pennsylvania. Near term, we'll be opening her second office location in Lewisburg, right along Route 15, in what used to be the old Ag Choice building. As you approach Bucknell University, coming from here, coming towards the north, you'll see them on the right. Great to see them growing and hiring people. And they point their roots to a program that's near and dear to our hearts, Bucknell University's Business Incubator in downtown Lewisburg, which coincidentally, Mark, sitting right beside me, is a current member of. So great to see these entrepreneurs starting their businesses.
So that's another success story.
Seeing those companies grow.
Well, and you could come in here and talk about dozens of success stories, and you could talk about dozens of startups that the individual didn't want to keep it going. You know, maybe it didn't end up in the black, or the people kind of run out of steam, too. It could be, you know, once they realize maybe how much work it takes to keep a small business going.
Indeed.
But again, we could that is what the Small Business Development Center is all about, is making you maybe envision some of the outcomes that are associated with a startup business.
As you start putting that plan together, and as you said, the work that it will take to start that business, we strongly recommend coming to us as an advisory resource and as a resource for the information about how to be successful in putting that business plan together and how to take those steps successfully to running, to launching and running that business.
All right, well, let me allude to Mark briefly here since we do have him on mic and just ask. The incubator is pivotal in helping you to keep going in this early going of mindsets?
Absolutely. You can be by yourself for only so long. Your ideas sound really great in your head. When you are really asking others about your idea, that's when you figure out really what's going to work, where the struggle points are going to be, and they give you some great advice.
Right. And in this economy, the jobless numbers are so low. Does that change your perspective here? You've got to have job hunters that come to you and say, I hear about all these jobs. I'll bet I fit into some of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that I struggle with as an entrepreneur, as I think most entrepreneurs do, is do I do this on my own? Do I go find a job? Again, being part of an incubator is a great place to get some advice that your idea is really strong and you can run with it.
How has a booming economy changed your business?
So you speak to, all right, there's a thriving job economy. Individuals who are seeking employment, there are opportunities. With a historically low unemployment rate, I think every employer has to be thinking about sales. So thinking about sales, usually you're thinking about your customers. And you're thinking about how you are satisfying your customers and how you are providing them with something of value, something of greater value than your competition. So think about how you are selling your company to your employees. What is the difference that your company offers for a potential employee? So I think that's part of the HR and part of the hiring discussion nowadays is that sales pitch. And how do you follow through on the value that you provide to your employees, not just your customers?
Well, let's talk about upcoming events, because I know that value is part of the series of events that come up, and we want to talk about those. So sales and marketing, the bread and butter of your business. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. That through line of sales, this one is for business owners. How are they communicating to their customers? What is the differential advantage in the products and services that your company offers? And how do you tell that story most effectively to your customers? So the program that we have coming up next week, as you say, sales and marketing, the bread and butter of your business, Wednesday, conveniently scheduled over what we hope is a lunch break for some individuals. But Wednesday, September 25th at our location in downtown Lewisburg, starts off informally at 11:30, a chance to meet with me, my colleagues, the lead presenter for this program, Denny Hummer, one of our business consultants at the SBDC and manager of the Startup Lewisburg Incubator. Then noon to one, hear from Denny, hear from another colleague of ours, Reed Byram, also a consultant at the SBDC, about their expertise in sales and marketing and experiences that they have had in counseling literally hundreds of small business owners in the Susquehanna Valley.
Do you serve bread and butter at the bread and butter event?
We're thinking more like a few slices of pizza, but we can do that too.
If you come starving, you won't go away starving.
You won't. We'll be good hosts.
Other activities coming up that may or may not directly relate to this differentiation mindset that you've adopted?
Well, about storytelling in entrepreneurship is at the very early stage, an entrepreneur can struggle. And I know Mark is well experienced in this, in helping entrepreneurs to craft what is their unique story. He and I have collaborated over the past year and a half with a monthly program called 1 Million Cups. And taking the name from the idea that you get together over a cup of coffee with a friend, entrepreneurs get together over a cup of coffee and develop ideas. The monthly 1 Million Cups Susquehanna Valley program is a place for entrepreneurs to give a brief presentation of what they're working on, say what challenges they're experiencing, what opportunities they're pursuing, and then get feedback from the other participants in this monthly gathering.
All right. And you also have a Shark Tank event coming up. Well, first of all, when is 1 Million Cups, in case one of...
The next 1 Million Cups happens every the first Wednesday of every month. The next one coming up is October 2nd, and it's at 10 a.m. in downtown Lewisburg, hosting this time at the SBDC's offices.
All right, 10 a.m. Perfect time for a second cup of coffee for folks if they
get you caffeinated. Yep.
And if there are entrepreneurs that aren't working a full-time job elsewhere, maybe that's a free time for them at that moment. And you have a Shark Tank coming up, so we always talk about that. Gives the public a chance to see some spectacular students in action.
Indeed. We work with, as you know, entrepreneurs throughout the region, throughout six counties of central Pennsylvania, but Bucknell University's Biz Pitch or Business Pitch competition is the time when we shine a light on the student startups right in our university home. So Bucknell's Biz Pitch will happen on November 5th. Head to, for all of these events, of course, visit the SBDC's website at bucknell.edu/SBDC for Small Business Development Center. About November 5th in the evening at one of the great event spaces on Bucknell's campus, you'll hear from five student startups pitching their ideas to alumni judges. Think Bucknell University's Shark Tank style event. And a great time to share these really creative minds from campus and what they're working on.
All right, we're going to learn more about that. Bucknell.edu/SBDC, Steve Stumbers. Before we cut away, I have 30 seconds left. Mark, explain what mindset is. Give us a true elevator speech on that, please.
Absolutely. Mindset is an organizational development company. I call myself an organizational MD. I'm a mindset developer, and I help organizations move from that survive mindset to a thrive mindset.
All right, so you help organizations, but you also help individuals, too.
I do, yep, individuals or entire organizations.
All right, so if somebody's considering getting into the job market, you would be a consultant that could help them make sure they're in the right position? All right.
Absolutely.
We're going to keep talking with Mark Burke and find out more about Mindset and his podcast, Mindcast, if you're already following podcasts. MYNDDCAST is already out there. He's got several segments available for folks to listen to. In the studio with us now, Steve Stumbris is here, director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. We've already talked about some of the latest startup success stories, and one that continues to grow, Dr. Fasano's ophthalmology business practice continues to grow. You mentioned that earlier, correct?
Indeed. Tara Unzicker-Fracero, Central Vision Eye Care, one of our latest success stories, celebrated the ribbon cutting for her Milton location over the summer with some great guests and friends and supporters. And her next location is starting up in Lewisburg this fall.
All right, so folks should keep an eye out for that. We talked about differentiation among businesses, and sales and marketing is a key part of that. And then the upcoming workshop, the bread and butter of your business, making sure that you are telling your customers really how you stand out. And that's coming up on September 25th. So folks can get more information about that on the SBDC website, which is bucknell.edu/SBDC. We talked about the Biz Pitch competition, and we met Mark Burke, who is the founder of Mindset. He thinks out of the box so clearly he can't even spell mindset the right way. He spells it MYNDDSETT, or just one T at the end, actually. Explain what Mindset is, please.
Yeah, thank you. So Mindset is an organizational development company, which I know is kind of a title that's hard to understand, but what I help organizations do is oftentimes go through change, or if that organization has something they want to fix, they maybe feel like their culture isn't quite right, maybe their vision, their mission isn't quite something that they know will take them into the future, they come to Mindset. I have a variety of services that help them move in that new direction or toward that fix.
And you help individuals as well, we should add this.
Can help individuals. I have done a lot of work with entrepreneurs and solo entrepreneurs and helping them develop a vision or a mindset to really help them get their new business started, which is another great reason to be in the incubator for my business.
All right. You have a podcast that we really want to talk about today. So, Steve, you introduce the podcast and we'll let him tell us about these recordings that are free and available.
Yeah. So Mindcast is a podcast that really came out of my work with entrepreneurs this season. I've long worked, even though I've had my businesses over the years, I've always been a supporter of entrepreneurs and the entrepreneurial mindset. And I thought of a great way to do that would be to really just elevate local entrepreneurs who have a mindset that I think is really worth sharing. And so the idea of Mindcast was formed, and we just launched this year. We have 3 guest episodes already out, and in between the guest episodes, I also share my thoughts and from my work on subjects like vision and mission work, and also just helping individuals develop a mindset.
I've enjoyed listening and hearing that deep dive into the story of an entrepreneur, what really makes them tick. And that's something that we enjoy doing so much, is really getting to understand entrepreneurs. But I love how Mindcast is sharing those stories and sharing kind of the inner workings of the minds of entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. At my latest episode with Shannon and Christian from Altera Life, it's a great example of sometimes as entrepreneurs, we think we know the direction we're headed. We think we know what we stand for. We think we know what our vision is, and spent some time with them before the podcast. The normal format is for me to spend some time with them beforehand, and we actually physically draw out their thinking so they can see their thinking for the first time. And when that happens, it's just an amazing experience. They stand back. They think, I've been struggling to articulate what I think, and all of a sudden they see it in a map, and then they come on the podcast and talk about it. It's kind of a journey for the guests who take part in the podcast.
All right, and what do you get out of the podcast? Is this a great form of outreach and marketing for you?
Absolutely. I think a couple of things. One, it is, as a business, it's great to an organizational development company, it's kind of tough to explain what that is. And one of the things I'm on a quest is to help our region understand that as an organization, you can reach out and get help. Because oftentimes organizations struggle a little bit to find how to fix the things that they want to fix. And finding an organization development company is something new. So the podcast helps me reach out, tell that story that it's okay to get help. Where can you get help? Then get help at Mindcast, through the Mindcast podcast at Mindset. And then the second is to really elevate these great mindsets. So in essence, what I'm hoping that as these individuals share mindsets, that we can grow as a community based on those new mindsets mm-hmm. that they share.
And you spell mindset creatively for a reason.
I do. I get asked that question a lot about where did you come up with the name? And I certainly was just looking for a way to be a little bit different, a little bit unique. As Steve has talked about with counseling businesses, there's always a way to differentiate. And sometimes it's as simple as how you spell your name.
All right. So it's MYNDD. So you've changed every letter you possibly can and still get the pronunciation.
Absolutely.
So, and then Mindset, you spell set normally, and Mindcast. And this is one of the businesses in the incubator, Mindset.
So one of the things that Mark spoke about is how do you transform, how do you enhance the culture of an organization? We have seen Mark change and improve the culture of Startup Lewisburg, our incubator in downtown Lewisburg, where his company is a member and he's a frequent participant in the conversations around the workplace. And this workplace that we refer to as the incubator is where literally a dozen startup companies have their home. So seeing Mark there and seeing him engaging with not just the team at the SBDC, the students that we have as researchers and consultants, but fellow entrepreneurs. It's an amazing culture that is happening and is growing there.
Certainly, Steve and I have talked a lot about when you're supporting entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial mindset, it really is about looking holistically, looking at the entire ecosystem. And I think one of the things that's really important and comes out in the incubator is that if you're going to create a really dynamic entrepreneurial ecosystem, there's got to be a place that feels comfortable, but not just from a place, like not just a nice desk, right? Not just a nice window to look out of, which the incubator has. but certainly, it's about a culture of help. It's about a culture of support. It is, we just finished a conversation around vulnerability. It's a place where we can feel vulnerable. And it's great to be part of that, because I think as people come in, they see me there, we start having conversations that wouldn't have happened if I wasn't there and if they didn't walk in the door. And we do get to deal with a lot of vulnerabilities just because we network by collision. I think that's Denny Hummer's
that is
famous
Denny's
word.
a great phrase, networking by collision. And the other term that he often uses about what happens there is accelerated serendipity.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. a student walked in this summer with a project, and next thing we are looking at what the vision of her idea is. And so those network by collision opportunities are great. They're not only part of my business, but they're also part of my passion to help entrepreneurs.
And people are entrepreneurs or people that want to start up a business or start up a consultancy or something like that. Explain who your entrepreneurs are that you're in touch with.
It's a variety. There are a few professionals like Mark who have a consulting service as really the core of what they offer. As we spoke about Dr. Tara, her Central Vision Eye Care really started in the incubator as those facilities were being renovated that would eventually house her eye care offices. The place of business was the incubator. We have product developers. We have inventors who are bringing new technologies to the market. and more. It's an interesting diversity of types of businesses and types of people who come to the incubator, network by collision, get advice from the SBDC, and develop relationships with each other as peer entrepreneurs who are going through these early stages of forming their companies, testing out ideas, and growing.
And what the SBDC does is encourage people to think big.
Absolutely.
And think realistically, too.
They're there to grow something, whatever their idea. They have grand aspirations, and each of them, in their own way, are going to change the world. But yes, we also do keep them rooted in the basics of what it takes to operate a business and operate a business at a profit.
I always think when Maureen is presenting her workshop, she's probably inspiring half the class, half the group to start up their business and to get going and to do it right and to have the right mindset, to use your term, when they're getting into it. And the other half is scared to death. Probably
there is
never
a, there's
does
a
it.
Splash of cold water at times that is needed. And when Maureen is speaking to that crowd in the first step pre-business workshop, it's the foundational education about what it takes to run that business and to get it up off the ground. I know just over the weekend she presented to 20 people in New Bloomfield. She was there partnering with the Perry County Council for the Arts, who hosted her, and 20 aspiring arts entrepreneurs, someone working in the creative space and starting their own business.
Sort of a business person, scared straight kind of thing. So it gives you an opportunity to get a realistic view. She has a startup workshop, a first step workshop coming up on October 16th, and there is one scheduled in November. Well, we'll give you a closing comment, please, an additional remark, Steve, and we'll do the same with Mark in a moment, please.
Hey, if you in the listening audience are starting your own business, or you have that startup business and you're looking to grow, you're looking to connect with fellow entrepreneurs like Mark Burke, if you're looking to get some advice, some realistic advice about how you can grow your business, contact the Small Business Development Center at Bucknell.
Steve Stumbris, director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center, bucknell.edu/SBDC. Mark, an additional comment, please.
I would love to have people visit mindset.com and listen to my Mindcast podcast. It's easy to do. Top of the page, there's a link for Mindcast. And you can hear my latest episode will be coming out this Monday. And yeah, love to hear feedback as well. So check out all social media that's linked there as well.
Mark Burke. Burke is spelled B-U-R-K-E. He is in Bucknell University Startup Lewisburg Business Incubator, founder of Mindset, M-Y-N-D-D-S-E-T, is his organizational transformational company.